this is a groovy party, man. I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Big TGIF today, Earl. I'm ready for the weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's so short. But it's energizing. It's kind of like the sun, right?
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. It's been feeling good.
You know, I let my anthem play a little longer than normal because, you know, it's been 50 years that I've been listening to that. 50 years. And so if you listen to the lyrics of it, and sometimes I come in here and we just play it, and I don't take the time to listen to the lyrics, and I know what's in it, excuse me. And so when I look at what's going on around, you know, the city, the county, the state, the world, you know, we got to focus on a lot of different things. And here, 50 years later, that anthem, that theme is still as apropos as it always was. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about as always. And I want to begin with, I want to ask the listening audience a question about COVID. Haven't talked about COVID in a while. You know, I'm a guy who was vaccinated. Took the first booster shot. I don't think I took the second booster. And now they're asking me or reaching out to me for me to take another shot. And I don't know if it's like if my way of thinking has changed. But, you know, I haven't taken that second or the third. And even though with confidence at the time that I took the first three shots, I felt that I had, you know, common sense, again, based on what was going on at the time and all of those people dying and all of the things that were happening. And so I felt like it was something that I had to do to protect myself and my family. But now there's more talk about more and more and more vaccinations. And I wonder what your thoughts are on that. Am I the only person who is now, and I'm not going to use the term leery, you know, I know that the vaccinations don't make you immune and that the vaccinations won't protect you forever. But I wonder what your thoughts are on, are you continuing to take the vaccinations? Sam, I don't know. What about you? Are you taking additional vaccinations?
I'm vaccinated, but I did not get the first booster yet. It's not that I don't want it. It's just I've been waiting for a certain, you know, day to like have that I can kind of recuperate from it and all that good stuff, but it hasn't been a top priority. And I mainly think that it's because of, you know, you saw, I don't know necessarily, I, in my circle, I didn't see a lot of COVID popping up anymore until right. genuinely recently. My dad, who has been avoiding it this whole time, just got COVID.
Was he vaccinated?
He's vaccinated with the fully vaccinated, but no booster. And he gave it to my brother, who is boosted, double vaxxed. And yeah, I just took my house out. My mom somehow managed to, I don't live there, so it didn't get me, but I took my brother out on his 21st birthday. So now I'm like, maybe I do need to get that booster. Maybe it is a little more important than I thought.
You know, I'm at a loss for words because, you know, there was a time, and I'm not saying that I won't get another vaccination, mm-hmm. okay? You know, I'm just not at this point, and this is not making me an anti-vaxxer. I believe in vaccinations. But I'm just, you know, not leery of it. I'm just wondering, are we going to have to continue to take vaccinations forever?
Do you tend to get the flu shot during flu season? Because I tend to not, and I feel like that's where the COVID vaccine is kind of headed, maybe.
So I got my first flu shot in my life maybe a month and a half ago.
Interesting. What made you decide to get it for the first time?
Well, I got a new doctor, and he was telling me about, once you get to be my age, you know, that there's things that they suggest. Look, I don't even believe that I'm my age. I don't feel like
I'm age. Age is a number, that's all.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I'm at that point where I need to do all these different things to protect my health. But then on the other hand, I am that age. And they have history on their side with research that they've done, that the older you get, the more your body, and you need to protect your health. And so I'm at that point, too, where sometimes I wrestle with knowing that I am in that age demographic and then not feeling like I'm in that age demographic. So, You know. Look, I want to hang around a little longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to throw in the towel, and I don't want to throw in the towel based on stubbornness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to point out. I think a lot of people tend to get into a habit of not necessarily going to checkups and not necessarily taking precautions, and it does bite people in the butt a lot of times.
Yeah, it really does, and the older you get, the more dangerous ignoring things becomes. So, but I don't put the COVID vaccinations right now, the additional COVID vaccinations, in that category. Yes, we know that there's always going to be COVID, right?
Right, definitely.
And so this is not the Delta variant, where all the people died. And I'm not saying that that won't come back, but we do know that's not the variant that's out there now. And I'm just at the point where I'm trying to make these determinations if that's what I want to do. Is it what I need to be doing? And not just me, I think the audience should be, especially those who've been around a while, probably wrestling with the same dynamic whether or not this is something that we need to keep doing or keep taking. I didn't have any negative situations from, you know, my COVID vaccines. Nothing negative, nothing changed, nothing made me leery. But I can tell you from the onset, I was one who pushed back at getting vaccinated. And it was on these airwaves that people encouraged me to get vaccinated. I was leery of vaccinations, of the COVID vaccinations. And just in my conversations with people over the air, they convinced me to have the vaccinations, and I'm glad I did. Made life a little easier for me. But as we move forward, you know, to continue to take the vaccinations is where my thought process is. You know, is that something I want to continue to do? You know, there's no damage that it does that anybody knows of right now to your body, as far as the research is gone now. But that doesn't mean that as they continue with the research, that won't be the case. But I do know that what was the outcome of COVID at that time for people of my age, and it was serious, serious illness up into including death. And so that helped me make my decision. Got to go to a break. Come back to the phone lines after the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.